Algonquin Books of Chapel Hill and Workman Audio present Down Along with That Devil's Bones, A Reckoning with Monuments, Memory, and the Legacy of White Supremacy by Connor Tan O'Neill. Read by Jeffrey Cantor. All wars are fought twice, the first time on the battlefield, the second time in memory. Viet Tan Nguyen, nothing ever dies. They say when trouble comes, close ranks. And so the white people did. Jean Rees, Wide Sargasso Sea. Prologue. Ever since that bright morning in March 2015, when I came across a Confederate cemetery on a major civil rights anniversary, I've been chasing the story of Nathan Bedford Forrest, the Confederate general's brutal life, his long afterlife, and the fates of four of the monuments that honor him. That chase prompted a personal reckoning, too, and the story, for me, begins and ends with an empty pedestal. The first pedestal was the one I found in Selma's old Live Oak Cemetery, and the tale starts innocently enough, or so I thought at the time. I was looking for free parking. It was March 7th, 50 years to the day since Alabama police officers beat, whipped, and tear-gassed hundreds of black demonstrators on Selma's Edmund Pettus Bridge. President Obama was in town to mark the anniversary with a speech and to cross the bridge in remembrance. More than 40,000 other people showed up, too. On my drive into Selma that morning, the streets of the usually sleepy city were suddenly constricted with cars, and the sidewalks were overflowing with people gathering for the event. So I turned into Old Live Oak Cemetery, just 2 miles from the bridge, figuring out.